listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
So we're still not back home at Casa On Target, but as I promised, I'm still pushing through and bringing you the shows. This is episode 149 of On Target, and it's going to be a pretty great one, actually. I'm pretty proud of what I've put together here. This past Monday would have been Jimi Hendrix's 75th birthday, and over the last year or so, I've been on this crazy collecting binge of stuff that Jimi Hendrix has worked on. Like last week, I played Go Go Shoes by Lonnie Youngblood, which he played guitar on. And so I want to start the show off by paying homage to Jimi Hendrix, saying happy birthday, and playing some great tracks that he was a session guitarist on, starting off with his very first session job with the Isley Brothers.
Brothers and sisters, it's a wildest song making, sir. If you want to have some soul, if you want to be a witness, I want you to listen while I testify. Maybe I can help you to get some soul and be a witness, baby. You want to be a witness? All it takes is the rhythm in your feet. Don't worry about the music, baby. You gotta have a beat.
Come on over here now, baby. she really moves on time. You know, she helps me get that good feeling, baby. Whenever she's around, she can do the jerk now. Better than anybody else in town. So come on over here, baby, and I want you to help me. Help me, baby. Help me. Help me feel it now.
With the Isley Brothers, Testify, Part 1. That was Jimi Hendrix's first released recording session and the Isley Brothers' first crack at their T-neck label. And you know Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle. And before moving to England and starting the Jimi Hendrix experience and becoming quote-unquote discovered and huge, he lived in New York for a while. And he worked with a lot of great musicians, probably pretty much just paying the bills and trying to get his name out there as a session musician. He was in Curtis Knight and the Squires with Lonnie Youngblood, and he did some work with Lonnie Youngblood and also King Curtis on the ATCO label, and ended up being a session musician on that amazing version of Help Me by Ray Sharp on the ATCO label. And then lastly, I played Jimmy Norman, that little old groove maker, on Samar, which almost as it starts off, it has such a Jimi Hendrix-esque sound to the guitar there, and then the vocals come in and almost sounds like it's him singing. It didn't take him long to get from there to Electric Ladyland. Famously, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees was such a big fan, he wanted Hendrix to open for the Monkees, but of course was a massive failure, and he got booed off the stage because Monkees fans don't want to hear Jimi Hendrix. So hats off to you, Jimi Hendrix. Thank you so much for everything that you did for the music industry. And you will not soon be forgotten. And now, something a little secretive from Brenda Holloway.
Like I'm whipped cream and like
next guilt and what to do. Running out for giving it, baby. Running out of doing my best. And one old day before you count to two, I'll be done. Run out on you. Yeah, baby. Running out of sense to fight. Running out of lonely nights. Running out of cloudy days. And always feeling blue. Running out of crying, baby. Running out of hurt pain. One old running out before you count to two, I'll be done. Run out on you. I got you all of my loving. Just tell me mine.
Top of that set was a track called Nobody But You by a band only known as The Wooden Nickels. It's on a label called Vault, which is not to be confused with the Vault label, V-O-L-T, that was associated with Stax. This is V-A-U-L-T from L.A. And the Wooden Nickels is Brenda Holloway, who was under contract at Motown at the time. So her appearance on this is uncredited, and I believe her sister or cousin was involved in this as well. Either way, if Berry Gordy knew about this, he would not have been very happy. Such a fantastic track. Definitely one of my favorites. After that, Running Out, an amazing Ashford and Simpson pen number by Vernon Garrett on the Kent label. And finally, Ain't It a Shame by Lonnie Lester on the New Tone label. And now I want to get into some really amazing psych.
Why you've been on the truth?
Mind-bending psych. John Woolley and Just Born started everything off with You're Lying, and that's on the Ronex label. And after that, Children of the Sun by The Misunderstood on Fontana. And finally, Face by The Kubas on Columbia. Mind-melting, mind-twisting, mind-blowing psych. I mean, that was really heady stuff, but I think it's time we got grounded.
Oh, pick up good.
You just a little bit better.
And when they speak of lovely,
you just a little bit lovey.
And when they say you're clean,
you just a little bit cleaner.
Tune to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Belita Woods, Grounded, on the Moira label. That started everything off. That's the flip side to Magic Corner which I like. It's a great song, but this raunchy, gritty, dirty R&B just really rubs me the right way. After that, Little Miss Perfect by Jimmy Dobbins on the Crash label. And finally, can we just take a moment and bask in the magnitude of how fantastic this song, Stop Sign by Mel Wynn and the Rhythm Aces on the Wand label, is? I mean, it's got fuzz guitar, it's got organ, it's got hand clapping, it's got horns, killer vocals. I mean, how is this not constantly being played at every night you go to? It's probably because it's a super expensive record, but it is so good. I can't get over how good that record is. You know, it just makes me want more. Know what I mean?
I've got honey muffins anytime that you want some. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? And there's a lot of little jelly rolls where this comes from. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? I've got tasty, hasty pudding, but it just don't last. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? And my little tapioca's going mighty fast. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Baby, wait until you sample my souffle. Got a feeling you will pay for my frappe. But if you are not too partial to parfait, then you can have my share of eclair. You can take my tutti frutti away and I won't budge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? But I to park with all my homemade fudge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Don't you know what I mean? I think you know what I mean. I despise. Now I'm cooking from the recipes that I have learned. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? So don't you fool around my oven or you're sure to get burned. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Wrap me up in black diamond mink coats, fur and jaguar cars. Know what I mean?
Say that man of mine, he's as sturdy as a rock. Made out of real good stuff, he's made out of real good stock. With the big strong arms and hands that he has, he knows how to handle me like I was.
you're any kind of nerd, you know about the original series of Star Trek. Well, there's this actress who played Uhura, and her name is Nichelle Nichols. And don't forget, originally Star Trek was a massive failure, so it didn't last very long. And the people involved had to do other things. And Nichelle Nichols, it appears, had quite a voice. And she cut this great record called Know What I Mean. That's on the Epic label. It's awesome. I love it. After that, I played What a Good Man He Is by the gorgeous Tammy Terrell on the Motown label. Such a voice, such a beauty, and taken from us far too soon. Powerful number that. And I finished everything off with Major Lance, Ain't It a Shame, on the OK label. I told you I had a bunch of Major Lance stuff. Okay, now I feel like some fuzz guitar. How about you?
Thank you. your body, but not your soul.
Started everything off with the fuzziest fuzz guitar instrumental called Buzz. It's got five Zs by Jimmy Gordon on the Challenge label. And after that, She's My Baby, the Mojo Men on Reprise. And finally, Your Body, Not Your Soul. That's Cubby and Blizzards on the Philips label. True fuzz psych. Lots of fuzz guitar in there. Gritty, dirty, just how I like it. But now, just to temper everything out, I want to play a couple of girl group tracks.
I never see a girl run.
Started off with the Marjays, Got to Find a Way Out, that's on the Magic Touch label, and then Vicky Gomez, Boys Are a Dime a Dozen on ABC Paramount. Two fantastic examples of girl group sound to put us in a groovy mood before I really mess up your mind with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.
Baby, I think I love you. Baby.